Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber of Community is the Tower View Team Chair, Deb McGinn, joining us now. So thank you very much, Deb, for coming back on.
Thanks, Coltrane. It's always good to be here.
Well, the weather is hopefully warming up outside, which means project time for Tower View Team
That's
is coming
true.
Aboard.
That's true. Yeah, and we've got a lot of projects. We just chose our sculptures for a Ring Out for Art, which will be on the plaza, of course, again this year. We had 36 sculptures to choose from this year. That's the most we've ever had. We had them from Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Maryland, Colorado, and New Jersey this year, which really means to me that people are taking notice of Jefferson, Iowa,
yeah,
across the country. We can only choose four as per the Board of Supervisors art policy. And so we had members of Tower View Team. We invited Kristen Lang as a new business person in town,
okay,
of Warm Wishes.
Yep.
And two supervisors came, and Chad and Alyssa Elliott were in town that day. So we had them come, and two employees from the Home State Bank. They all came and gathered at the Welcome Center, and we went through all 36 sculptures. Four of them rose to the top. One is called Play Ball, which is a bronze dog. It's represented at play, and it's by Damon Radis of Colorado. And the Feather is the next one. It's 10-foot tall sculpture made up of different colored panels by an artist named Kurt Cease of Maryland. He was here last year.
Okay.
As was Damon. He was here last year as well with the bronze piece that he had.
Wow.
And then we chose two new artists. This figure is called Reaching, and it's a figure form that seems to be reaching up to the sky, or to the bell tower, I like to say.
Sure.
And it's made entirely of mirrored polished stainless steel nuts, and it's by Drew Evans Arsenis of Marion, Iowa. And he's come through on Ragbri a couple times to Jefferson, and he said, I am so excited to be a part of this. And so, but it's a really cool sculpture. And then the last one is Fluid Connections 2021, and it's a modern piece of art that stands about 8 foot tall. And it's made from steel and brass, and it was made by a father-son art team.
Mm.
And their names are Jim and Ryan Pedersen out of Minnesota. And it's all about rivers and how it affects the twists and the turns of the land. So
Wow. Very
interesting. I think it'll be something for everyone. And, of course, Home State Bank is our sponsor again, the monetary sponsor again this year. This is the 8th year for Ring Out for Art. I just want to say a shout-out to Home State Bank for always stepping up and supporting the arts in our community.
Now, Deb, can you remind us when those sculptures will be here on the plaza?
They should be arriving about May 1st, week of May 1st.
Okay.
David Williamson comes over and helps us secure them to the pads that the supervisors have created for us, and we'll have signage on each one. And so, yeah, it'll be fun. Roger Agutter is involved in that process, too. So
Imagination Alley is starting to take a little bit more form.
Imagination Alley is finally coming together. We have Kelsey Wilson. She's an illustrator. She lives in Nevada. And we kind of chose Kelsey because of her whimsical drawings that we've seen her do.
Okay.
And she went in last week to the school, and she gathered creature drawings from third graders' imaginations. Then she took those drawings to the 5th grade class, and they wrote stories about those creature drawings in their class. And then she's going to put those somehow on something called a Choose Your Own Adventure board, which will be a game that kids can play in the alley space.
Huh.
So it'll be an interactive piece of artwork that they have created themselves. So that'll be fun. And then she will also be doing our whimsical mural on Art on the Fly's wall. This mural will incorporate something called AR, which is called augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by using an app and a smartphone technology that markers are placed at certain places along the length of the mural. And then you download this app to your phone or your tablet, and then you can hold it up to those markers, and that will make that artwork that you're looking at actually move. It's pretty
wow.
cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah.
And we even have a fun dragon that starts on a book, and all of a sudden it starts flying across the mural, and then it flies up and over the wall and disappears.
Whoa.
And so it's pretty clever stuff she's working with. So
Man.
I think the kids will really, really enjoy that. And then also involved, hopefully, will be Shane Olson of Olson Ironworks.
Okay.
He'll be creating this really cool sign that will be on this book that's on her mural. It'll be applied. And then artist Hildy De Bruin, who's been here several times with her artwork,
yep,
she's decided she'd like to create a sculptural entryway arch at the beginning of that. So between those three artists and the creativity of the people on the team that's helping these people, I think it's going to be a fantastic third alley space that we've renovated for downtown.
And then something else we want to make sure we let people know about is the next edition of Rooftop Art is coming up.
Yes, we have another Rooftop Art coming up. That'll start probably end of April, first part of May too, as soon as it warms up. Dana Harrison will once again create a beautiful mural on top of a roof. And this is going to complement his last year's piece called Big Blue with Flowers. This one's called The Swan. And it is gorgeous. It's colorful. We are so fortunate to have such an exquisite artist with Dana Harrison in our community.
Absolutely. Now, where is this rooftop art supposed to go?
It's going
to
be right next to the peony.
Okay.
Right next to that one.
Okay.
So it'll be a complimentary piece.
Something new I think you'd like to touch on is this Porch Fest idea.
Porch Fest. That came out of something we talked about this winter. It's going to be July 2nd. It'll start at 1:30. What it is four different porches with four different musicians, each playing a 45-minute set on a porch.
Okay.
And then this will be a celebration of music, and that's an art form. And so people will start at one porch and then move to the other porches en masse, just walk around, and because they're very close together.
Okay.
We've set them they're probably about 2 to 3 blocks apart, you know.
Okay.
And we'll end up at the TJ Gardens to listen to NOLA Jazz out of Des Moines, and that's their contribution to this Porch Fest. And so our musicians for Porch Fest, they're all award-winning musicians. Martin McGinn, Minneapolis singer-songwriter, he's from here, but Marty's won a lot of awards for his compositions, and he recently won Best Song by an Oakland solo artist at the Oaktown Music Festival while living in Oakland, California, before recently moving back to Minneapolis. Heath Pachel will be here. He's a multi-talented Des Moines guitarist, and he's been inducted twice into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once with the Blue Band and once last year just for his solo work.
Awesome.
Then we'll have Pullin' Strings. And now this is going to be a new group with an old guy. David Williamson is coming back, and he's another Iowa Rock and Roll inductee, but he's going to be playing guitar along with his friend Pat Bodie from Des Moines, and she's a harpist. That'll be fun. And then the last porch will have Tom Spielbauer, and he's from Iowa City, and he's an award-winning Delta Blues-style guitarist, and Tom happens to be a blind performer. He was the winner of the 2022 Iowa Blues Challenge and a semi-finalist at the 2023 International Blues Challenge in Memphis just this winter. So we're really excited to have these professional musicians for everyone to just enjoy for an afternoon in Jefferson on July 2nd.
And that's Deb McGinn, the Tower View Team Chair with Jefferson Matters Main Street and Chamber Community, joining us today. Let's Talk Green County is brought to you by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.